Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we are so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast. Our ministers training and armor bearer training on tonight. We just give God praise. We give God glory on tonight. We magnify his holy name. I just want to give reverence to God who is my life and to everyone in their respective places. We're going to just have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And if anybody get on, we'll teach. If don't nobody get on, we'll just get off. So I'm going to read Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, the Lord, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee, O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. I have just read you Psalm 67 in its entirety. We're going to have a song.
Battery high. Connected to iPhone.
It's with Liberty Mutual.
You're canceled, cardboard crust.
Oh,
Amen. Come humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight before you, God, just confessing and repenting and asking your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we give you glory and we give you praise tonight, God. We magnify your holy name on tonight, God. We glorify you, God. We lift your name up. We just thank you on tonight. We give you glory. Lord, we thanking you for our training class, our ministers training, our Ormondburg training, even if don't nobody show up, God. We thank you for it, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God for another opportunity, God, to be back on our radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, and we give you praise on today, and we thank you for just an opportunity to just play a music on today, so we don't count this as nothing. Everything that we do is something, and we thank and praise God for it on today. We give God all of the praise and the glory on today. So we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to stay on for about 10 minutes, and we're going to get off. God bless. Thank you.
Since 2009, the federal minimum wage has remained stagnant at $7.25 an hour. That means someone working 40 hours a week at minimum wage makes just $15,000 a year before taxes. For the last 9 years, there has been a slow movement to increase the minimum wage to $15. And now the Democrats on the precipice of achieving that goal as part of Congress's
one of the required
convertible maneuvering, known as the recommendation of the OLS, allowing Democrats to pass the bill by a simple majority. Comments from President Biden are causing concern, especially among progressives, that this White House is not willing to at least put up a fight to see this through right now.
You also want to raise the minimum wage to $15, something you would be willing to negotiate on in order to get more money.
Well, currently that's not going to occur because of the rules in the United States Senate.
So you're saying the minimum wage won't be
higher? I guess it will not be, but I do think that we should have a minimum wage stand by itself, $15 now.
Joining me now is Bishop William Barber, co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign. Bishop Barber, happy Moral Monday. Thank you for being here. Let's dig into this. The argument is obvious, you know, for raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour if you're a worker. On the other end of that argument are some Democrats who worry that it will cost jobs. But let me tell you what the Congressional Budget Office came out. And they report, the CBO reported that passing the minimum wage at $15 would increase the deficit. That it would lift 900,000 Americans out of poverty, which is a great thing, but then it would cost 1.4 million jobs,
Thank you.